This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Istanbul, a famous Turkish writer accused of dishonoring his country will have the next chapter in the story.
But first, not long after thousands of Hurricane Katrina evacuees spread across the country seeking shelter, the federal government asked local housing authorities to help. In some cities, evacuee families were put at the top of the list for Section 8 rental assistance and public housing, but that means local residents have had to wait. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports from Raleigh.
It's well past Judy Davis's usual bedtime, but as she throws things into a big cardboard box, Davis says she can't rest just yet.
I gotta pack all my spare time after work. So I'm just putting in here like CDs, DVDs, pictures.
Davis, her husband, and her two boys are being evicted from their apartment in the morning because the landlord stopped paying his mortgage. After waiting for 10 years to get into the Section 8 program, Davis has finally become eligible. All she needs now is an inspection to move into the house she wants to rent. But Davis says caseworkers tell her she has to wait.
We haven't processed your work because of the Katrina victims. We can't return your phone calls because of the Katrina victim. You know what I'm saying? If you have anything to say to housing authority, you got to do it in writing, and then we still might not be able to get back to you because we are so backed up with the Katrina victims. Okay, I have so much sympathy for the Katrina victims, and I feel like they deserve help, but we are still here. We still need help, too.
Across the country, thousands of low-income families like Davis's have been pushed farther down waiting lists because of hurricane evacuees. Each housing authority has handled the situation a little differently. Portland, Oregon, gave out 85 Section 8 vouchers to newcomers, despite a waiting list of more than 5,000 local families. Houston placed 23 families in public housing and helped 1,300 evacuees into apartments, despite a frozen waiting list for locals. Raleigh, North Carolina, gave 100 Section 8 vouchers to evacuees.
These folks have lost everything. They're obviously worthy of assistance, but so are the people in our community.
Chris Estes heads the North Carolina Housing Coalition, an advocacy organization which aims to increase affordable housing in the state. At the beginning of last year, Estes says, there were 10,000 families on Raleigh's Section 8 waiting list.
The problem was from the very beginning that the Section 8 rental assistance program is woefully underfunded, and so when you have 10,000 or 4,500 people on the waiting list, you've got a huge pent-up demand for need in your community that's just going to get bypassed even further.
Estes thinks the federal government should have greatly expanded Section 8 after the hurricane, but instead, a month after the storm, the Office of Housing and Urban Development started a new voucher program just for evacuees called KDHAP. Some housing authorities chose not to participate, including Fairfax County, Virginia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Steve Beam heads Raleigh's housing authority.
We decided that we would lose more resources going for the KDHAP program, which was theoretically going to bring resources in. We would lose more resources if we participate in the program than if we absorb the families in our existing program.
The department has a staffing shortage, and Beam felt that everybody would suffer while he was taking time to administer this new program. Right now, KDHAP's future is uncertain. It's only good for 18 months. Beam believes the fairest decision he could have made was to let evacuees into his regular housing programs.
We are helping the families who came in, and we continue to house families off our waiting list, and in fact have reduced our waiting list more this year than ever in the last 20 years. So, you know, did the strategy work? Absolutely it did.
But the strategy didn't work for Judy Davis. She spent the apartment deposit she'd saved up on staying in motels, so she took her family to Miami to stay with relatives. By mid-December, she says, caseworkers in Raleigh were still backed up and hadn't finished her paperwork. Housing authorities in other cities sometimes accept Section 8 transfers. Miami-Dade has accepted hers. It was hard to pick up her family and move, Davis says, but she's glad she did.
You cannot let people walk all over you. You got to stand up for yourself, because if you don't stand up for yourself, ain't nobody going to, and they're just going to keep putting you to the back.
Davis has already found an apartment in Miami with the help of her caseworkers. If everything goes as planned, she should be able to move in sometime next week. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.